Texas School of the Air welcomes you to your story parade.
Oh, play the pipe, oh, beat the drum. See over there, oh, here they come. With happy smiles and marching feet, the parade is coming down the street. Here comes the lion, and there is Andy. Winnie the Pooh and Jack a Dandy. Red Riding Hood and the little red hen. Jack and Jill and King Old Men. Oh, play the fife, oh, beat the drum. See over there, oh, here they come. With kings and queens in stilts arrayed, your story parade.
Boys and girls, you're listening to Your Story Parade. It's the transcribed radio program all for you. Yes, and it comes to you on your radio every week at this time to bring you Your Story Parade Lady.
Hello, John, and hello again to everyone listening.
Story Parade Lady, everyone's waiting to hear your story for today.
Oh, today, John, it's a happy story by the name of Yanni Wondernose. And the story's about a boy by the name of Yanni Wondernose. His real name was Yanni. But he was always wondering about things, and he was always putting his nose into things to see what was there. So his father called him Yanni Wondernose. Now, before I tell the story to make it happen again right now, everyone listening should know something about this boy with the name of Yanni Wondernose. He lived on a farm, and for a long time, when his father plowed the ground in the fall to plant the winter wheat, Yanni had wanted to ride on the back of one of the horses to guide them which way to plow.
Yeah, you can help me guiding the horses,
the father would say when Yanni asked him.
Yeah, but you will have to wait until you grow up big enough to do the drying. Why, right now, you're much too little boy. Too much a Yanni Wondernose.
That's what the father would say.
Yeah, right now, you're too much a Yanni Wondernose. You don't attend to business. Always run away to see about something else. You wonder about things. You put your nose inside to see what's inside already.
And having said those words, the father would hurry away to attend to business about the farm. Maybe the business of milking the cow. Ah, me, but it seemed that Yanni would never grow up. He was always Yanni Wondernose. Very curious about everything.
I'm Yanni Wondernose. How curious was I?
Well, if your mother had a pot boiling on the stove to cook, you'd have to lift the lid to see what was cooking inside. Even though the steam sometimes hits to burn your nose like this.
Beans for supper. And so I put the lid back on.
Yes, that's how curious you were, Yanni. And if a squirrel ran up a tree, you'd have to climb up, too, maybe to see if little squirrels were nesting there inside.
I found some, too, once.
Indeed you did, Yanni Wondernose. So you were never yet big enough to ride the horses in the fall plowing, guiding them which way to go. Oh, but one day your father drove out from the barn in a wagon.
Father, may I go with you?
Yanni Wondernose. Oh, my little Yanni Wondernose.
I wonder where you're going.
Your mother and I are gone visiting. No, Yanni Wondernose, you can't go with us this time. You stay here to look after the farm, like a grown-up somebody.
And maybe this fall, I can ride the horses.
No, Bill, now, we must wait and see about that. We must see how much of a Yanni Wondernose you still are.
Oh, I'll look after the farm, Father, while you're gone.
Yeah, look after your grandmother, too, and the horses, and the red bull, and all the barn creatures. And we shall see now if you're a man to do the work of a man.
Yes, Father, and I shall not be a Yanni Wondernose.
We shall see, Yeah, and then we shall see about your ride a horse to help with the plowing when the plowing time comes again.
Yanni watched his father and mother drive away in the wagon. And then...
I better go bring the cows back up to the barn from the pasture. And the Red Bull, too.
Yanni was getting ready to attend to business. He was not going to be a Yanni Wondernose, no, sir.
No, sir, I wasn't. But my grandmother came from the house just then, and she said...
Yeah, Yanni, my boy. Soon it makes time for the supper. And more firewood I need, Yanni, for the fire.
And the cistern water, I need some more cistern water to I need to cook.
Yeah, I know it.
So Yanni hurried away to the pasture to get the cows, first of all, and then he brought in firewood. And he brought in fresh water from the cistern, which was really a steel tank, all full of rainwater. The kind of water that Grandmother said was best for cooking. Yes, and Yanni fed the chickens, too. Gave them corn to eat. He gave the horses some hay, and some hay, too, for Donder, the red bull. Not once was Yanni a wondernose until suddenly the air seemed hot and sticky. Yanni was so hot. And he began to wonder how cool the water in the creek would be. He wondered how fine it'd be to maybe go for a little swim. He wondered and wondered until at last he decided he would just have to go and find out.
Yes, sir. I am going to find out.
So away to the creek he ran. And while he ran, he kicked off his pants and he slipped off his shirt. And when he came to the edge of the creek, why, all he had to do was get on the diving board and jump. Oh, my, yes. The water felt as cool and as good as Johnny Wondernose thought it would. Then suddenly, he remembered that he hadn't fed the pig. So quickly he jumped from the water and quickly he put on his shirt and his pants and hurried away back to the barn. No harm done about the pig. Yanni had given them corn, and now they were eating like the hungry, hungry pigs they were. Yanni was getting hungry for supper now, too. So he were hurried from the barn to the house, and into the kitchen he went. He called out loud for his grandmother like this.
Granny! Where are you? Granny!
But Granny didn't answer. She wasn't in the kitchen. And she wasn't in the parlor, and she wasn't upstairs or anywhere.
Granny!
It's no use. Granny just wasn't there, so where could she be? Had Yanni somehow been a Yanni Wondernose to make her go away? Had you, Yanni?
No, ma'am. She was locked up in the chicken house when I found her.
Locked in the chicken house?
Yes, ma'am.
Why, Yanni! Why, Yanni, how did she ever get there?
Well, she had gone to gather the eggs, and when I came back from feeding the pigs, I saw the chicken house door was open, and so I locked it with her inside.
How terrible! My poor Granny.
Yes, ma'am, and when I opened the door to the chicken house...
Yanni, why didn't you this time be a wondernose? Always you look first inside, and then you lock the door. And I was hot in here already.
Yeah, ma'am, but I do it next time. I look first.
Oh, that was thunder they heard.
Uh-huh. But while we were walking back to the house, Granny kept saying how hot it was with her locked up in the chicken house where I locked her. And she said...
Yeah, it was hot, boy. Hot as stepping in bed it was in there. I count the chickens over and over, and they stare at me. They croak like maybe I don't belong in there. I stare back already. I tried to get out of the place where the chickens go in, but for a long time now, I'm too big for a little door like that, Yanni. Oh, thunder some more already. Come, Yanni, into the house we go now.
Granny had their supper, and then they went to bed. Yanni went to sleep, happy with thoughts that maybe he hadn't been a Yanni Wondernose after all too much. Maybe his father would, maybe even let him ride one of the plowing horses when plowing time came again. Ah, yes, but suddenly a bright flash of light shot in through the window, and there came a sizzling bang of thunder. Yanni jumped out of bed, and what he saw made him shout back over his shoulder.
Granny! Lightning has struck the barn! Granny! The barn is burning up!
The barn indeed was burning up from fire where the lightning had struck it. But the horses were still inside, and they cried out loud in their terror. Yanni knew what to do. He knew a horse will never leave a burning barn by himself. So someone must cover their head with a blanket and lead them out. And Johnny did just that. Never once did he stop to be a wonder nose, but... Hey, Johnny, quick, Johnny! The cows are still in the barn, and the Red Bull's in there, too. Johnny got them out just as his father came running up with a good neighbor man who brought him fast on a very fast horse.
Oh, good work, Johnny. Good work.
The thunder thundered and the rain began to fall, but the fire burned brighter and brighter because now it had reached the hay. Sparks from the barn were blowing toward the chicken house, and so Johnny ran out to turn them loose.
That's my boy. He knows what to do.
And then at last came the clang, clang, clanging bell of the fire truck from the town. Listen, everybody. And the fire truck put the fire out. Friends were there in horses and wagons, and everyone and everything was safe, even the pigs. Yes, and the friends told the father that they'd help him build a new big barn, a strong one. Over and over again, the father said...
Oh, my boy, my boy. Come here to Papa.
And the father threw his arms around Johnny and told him he was proud indeed.
It takes a man already to care for barn creatures and get them safe out of the fire. Yeah, my wondrous boy, it does. And soon it makes time for fall plowing.
Yeah, Father, may I ride the horse to help?
Yeah, I will need a man to help. Yeah, you may ride a horse, little used-to-be wondrous.
And so everyone was happy. And that's the end of our story.
Thank you, Story Parade Lady, for a wonderful story. But next week, what's our story for next week?
Next week is a story by Hans Christian Andersen, a magic story about a soldier and a witch and a king and a princess and three monstrous magic dolls.
Oh, boys and girls, be sure to listen next week at this time, same station, for the Story Parade Lady and the story of the Tinderbox. Story Parade is presented as a transcribed public service program of the Texas School of the Air, State Department of Education, in cooperation with the Texas Association for Childhood Education. Your Story Parade lady is Helen Kelly. Today's story was adapted for radio by Wesley Davis from the book Johnny Wondernose by Marguerite DeAngeli with the permission of Doubleday and Company Publishers. This is John Allen saying goodbye now. Until next week.